This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. Whether you're listening to the Mothership 550 K-Fire, it's Mark Mandan, the voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090 radio. Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston. Right there on the Western Edge, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Glad you're listening to the program. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Titan Outlet. They're the folks that give us that big, big, big discount to pass on to you, our fine listeners. We love doing that. So the 11% discount. Tell them Scott sent you. We actually have a heck of a deal going right now on this Wishick 862 Disc Harrow. It's a 2013 model, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit. Disc scrapers on all the gangs. And if you want some information on that, you can see it, TitanOutletStore.com. You can call them at 218-233-3700. Titan Outlet is just south of I-94, Minnesota Exit 6. If you're traveling I-94, you come across, you're looking for exit 6 and just south of I-94 there in technically Glendon. And when you go to the website, TitanOutletStore.com, or call them at 218-233-3700, be sure and remember to ask about the discount, an 11% discount, okay? Let me get the calls that are left over from last hour in here. They've waited a long time to weigh in, and then we're going to do Trooper Talk with Lieutenant Tom Iverson in studio today on What's on Your Mind, your calls, questions, and comments on anything. Welcome for Lieutenant Iverson. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Hello. Hey, Scott.
Hi there.
Hey, quick question. Okay, so, like, when presidents or people are running for president or whatever, all these donations they get, people money they get. So let's use Hillary. Let's say she has $50 million left over from her campaign. Where does that money go? I mean,
there's rules. There's rules for it on what they can spend it on. It has to have some sort of a campaign purpose. I know that sometimes candidates can donate to other candidates if, for instance, they're not running again and still have it left. But there are rules for it. It's not like it's not a slush fund. It can't just be used for anything. There are rules governing those funds and how they can be spent.
Do they, let's say, Mark Cuban, he was going for Hillary. Let's say he donated $50 million. So he's pretty much out of that money, though. They don't get it back.
They don't get it back. No. I do remember Byron Dorgan being asked to return money to Harold Hamm because Senator Dorgan was soliciting money, then didn't run. Remember that? He decided not to run. And that's when Senator Hoeven ran, he said he was retiring, and what he meant was, I'm going to lose, so I'm not going to run. But that happens in politics. But Harold being a little chapped about that, saying, come on, you're soliciting money, then you say you're not running, why don't you return the money? And I think he finally did, but it took him a while and a few reminders.
Okay. Following the campaigns and stuff like that, you look at all this money these people raise. But, I know they didn't get to keep it.
No, they don't. It's not. They can't buy presents for their kids. Nope, sorry. Kurt, thanks. Chris, on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Two quick points here. First off, the Cheat and Times. I would see that as an opportunity because when the listeners tune in to hear your racist rants, instead they're going to be enlightened by common sense and logical viewpoints. And number two, yesterday on the way to Bismarck from Dickinson, on Interstate, we came up upon a short bus with Oregon plates, windows all blacked out, and I knew where they were headed, so I very colorfully told them they were not welcome here to turn around and what orifice they could park their short bus. I just wonder what the pay differential is to be protesting in Portland compared to protesting North Dakota. I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Thank you.
Yeah, we know there are paid protesters. There's professional protesters. They're advertising for them in some parts of the country now for various protests. So it happens. There's no doubt about it. I'd like to know more about some of these here. As I mentioned earlier, a story that I heard that I'm sure will not surprise our next guest, but a friend of mine who is a trust fund baby talked about her nephew and niece who are also trust fund babies coming here to protest. So some people just buy into the cause and come to quote-unquote protest, and others, I think, are paid to do it. But appreciate the call and the comments. Thank you very much. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, back with us for Trooper Talk. Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Scott?
Really looking forward to normal again soon, as I'm sure you are. We regularly, monthly, have Lieutenant Iverson on to do a Trooper Talk, and that's been a little challenging of late, given the fact that he and so many other of our law enforcement are engaged in the encounter known as the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, and it is ongoing, so we'll start there a little bit today. I have some news that I alluded to earlier that has been unearthed from the minutes of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe meetings, which they always used to put up regularly, almost minutes within their meeting ending. They would go up online, and they've been less regular. Imagine that. But found in the most recent meeting a $200,000 expenditure that is being extended to Jody Gillette. Jody Gillette is the sister of Dave Archambault, the chairman of Standing Rock. Jody Gillette used to be in the Obama administration, now is with a law firm. And that law firm is getting $200,000 to lobby and sue law enforcement for the protest that these folks conspired to create. So I'm a little perplexed as to what's going on there. Are you anticipating being sued for what you're doing at Standing Rock?
Yeah, well, you know what? I sure hope not. That's something I really don't want to go through. I understand that there are those threats that are out there, and we'll have to just deal with them when they come.
So you've heard about this threat before, at least, huh?
Yeah, they do come up from time to time, but you know, we continue to do our job, do what we're what we take an oath to uphold. And not that we always use the excuse we're just doing our job. Quite frankly, we're involved in public safety and keeping people safe. That's why we do our job.
You know what? This is really frustrating from someone on the outside watching this, because you know, I've seen tons and tons of video. I've heard tons and tons of testimony. We had a lot of calls, questions on this issue. And I've seen all kinds of allegations, but yet to see anything that has come from the allegations that would even have you say, gosh, I wish they hadn't done that, right? I mean, it seems to me that you all are due a extraordinary amount of thanks for enormous amount of restraint in very challenging situations. I mean, what are they going to sue you for?
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a lot of challenging situations that we've been involved in, and you are correct. Our officers, we've received a large amount of praise and thanks from citizens out there for the restraint our officers are showing. I mean, when you're faced that day in and day out, right up against some of the agitators and rioters, it's very trying, and it's very stressful to deal with, and our officers are not out there with the intent of going and arresting people. I mean, quite honestly, that creates more paperwork and more of a headache, to be honest. So it'd be great not to arrest anyone. But we understand that we have to uphold the law, and you can't just trespass and trash people's land or equipment because you believe in something so strongly.
Something else out of these meeting minutes from November 1st is, let's see here, page 33, item 67, the council has voted to ask the Red Warrior Camp to leave. That news is not out there. It's in their minutes, but there's been no news about this. Is that a good sign?
That is a good sign. You know, there's different groups that are involved. From the get-go, I've never tried to categorize everybody as one of the same. But there are different factions within the camps that are more of the extremists, more of the violent acting people. And those are the ones that we need to keep separate from the other protesters and basically protect the ones that are peaceful or nonviolent from the others that are definitely not peaceful and definitely they are violent.
Lieutenant Tom Iverson is with us with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I want to ask you about some of the more recent protests. There was an incident a number of incidents over the last number of days that we can get up to speed on. And by the way, questions and comments on that or anything, certainly welcome for Lieutenant Tom Iverson today. It doesn't have to be related to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number to do that. You can also text in your questions, and we have a couple of text questions that have already come in. 701-226-8503, by text. Back to your calls after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Scotsman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at North Dakota Oil Can. They have a great Facebook page, too. Keep you up to date on a lot of things that are happening there. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Or, as I say, follow them on Facebook as well, doing some wonderful things to help folks out this time of year as we get closer to
the holidays and to colder weather. They did that wonderful Spread the Warmth campaign, the winter clothing drive that was really neat, E&M Services and Stat Oil. The winners by helping to collect the most winter apparel items. So find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. More Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and Trooper Talk here. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Go ahead and roll that call that came in off the air, Todd, when we were chatting during the break.
Yes, I was just listening. You got the trooper on today talking. He was just saying they have to uphold the law no matter what it is. Okay, on the second point, if Donald Trump is to do that to Hillary Clinton, he has to have to do that, to uphold the law. Otherwise, we have no law. Just because you're a public figure, I realize the president is going to let it go anyway before he gets out of office. But if she isn't prosecuted, we have no law. And if we have no law, we will have civil unrest like you would believe. Thank you.
I'm going to pick up on the civil unrest part because I don't expect you to be a lawyer here and address everything he's talking about there. But is there any doubt in your mind that there is a group of people here that want civil unrest and want anarchy, that want this constant agitation? I mean, this is the plan, is it not?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a group here that wants to just constantly agitate and be in the face of law enforcement and just provoke a response from law enforcement. I mean, it's definitely obvious. Many of the events that I've gone to, you know, some of them are on a hill called Turtle Hill, right on kind of the back channels of the Cannonball River, and they encroach right up on you, right, basically crossing the shore, swimming across, using boats to get across and try to climb the hill. And for what? What are they going to accomplish if they would get up to us? I mean, they're just simply trying to create a response from us, and they have tons and tons of so-called media that are, you know, within the camps and respond to these incidents with the intent of filming them and then, of course, and portraying it out on social media platforms. So it is it's rather concerning that there's groups that are dedicated to this unrest, and many of the people say that they're committed to civil disobedience. I mean, that's a quote that I heard from one of the leaders, and that's concerning. That's what they're committed to.
It is, and costly too, I might add, as you have law enforcement from all across the state of North Dakota that is part of this effort and in helping sheriff's deputies from all across the country, North Dakota Highway Patrol diverted to this situation, the local law enforcement, the same thing. This weekend, I understand there were more events Friday and again on Saturday. Not sure if there was more yesterday or not. As I understand, the pipeline has been completed up to the river now. So what are they trying to stop? What are they protesting? What's kind of the day-to-day thing that they're attempting to do here now, Lieutenant?
Well, they make it very well known that their goal, one of their goals, is to cease construction going on in any way, shape, or form, or at any phase of the construction. So on Friday, which happened to be Veterans Day, big thanks to all the veterans out there, there was a what we would consider a riot, where a large group of them came up, traveled west, went northbound on Highway 6, proceeded to park their vehicles, and got out and marched along the pipeline corridor to where there's some other construction equipment to the east of Highway 6. Some of them vandalized the equipment, not to mention they were trespassing. And also six of our law enforcement officers' vehicles had their tires slashed on them. And that's something that nobody can say that's peaceful. How do you even use that excuse? If anyone would see that, them marching on a property that's not theirs, that's not peaceful. You can't peacefully trespass. That doesn't even make sense. Let alone vandalize the equipment, slash our tires. So, you know, that's something that's rather concerning. On Veterans Day, I would think that we would want to be out celebrating Veterans Day, partaking in the many activities, but instead our officers were called in and had to respond to this situation. Something that's very unfortunate.
No kidding. Saturday, there was an effort to block a road again, right?
Yes, there was. It's my understanding a large group then gathered west of Mandan at some construction site where equipment is stored and staged there and blocked the road and attempted to block vehicles in there. There were some interesting videos that have surfaced on social media regarding that that will definitely be looked into.
Yeah, one was of an individual of, there was many claims about a gun being pointed at somebody and somebody being run over, and then you see the actual video, and it looked as though a truck, contractor or somebody was trying to go where he was supposed to go, and he was being blocked. So showed a gun to basically say, hey, don't block this truck, and then people hanging off the truck and everything else. Was anything done? Do we know? Is that investigation complete on whether anything was done illegally by anyone other than the protesters in that regard?
The investigation is not complete. It's something that will be investigated and we'll look into. But it is concerning that, we have people blocking the roads like that. You can see on the video where they're getting right in front of the vehicle, and essentially, if the vehicle inches forward, they're going to get run over. Now, come on now, that's a childish act. Now, regarding the weapon that was displayed in there, that's something that the Sheriff's Department, Morton County, will look into and investigate.
Rocky and Tioga for Lieutenant Tom Iverson, go ahead.
Yes, hello. First of all, thank you for all that you're trying to do, and I understand you are in a very difficult situation, and I think you've shown wonderful restraint. Having said that, let me take just 15 seconds. Many years ago, whenever there was a bunch of tax protesting over in Montana, which I have a certain sympathetic view to not to the degree that they did, but, I kind of lean toward less government. I was fine with it right up until they sent body bags to our county commissioners. And at that point, you may not do that. That's over the line. And the good people of Ravalli County over in Montana, we stood up and we said, you cannot do that. And we had gatherings at football stadiums and places like that, and we showed such an outpouring of support that it just went away. Now, that's my interpretation of what happened. Now, do you need to go to a break? And
I do, yes. You can finish your question on the other side of the break. I think I hear where you're going on whether in that particular situation it de-escalated because there was an overwhelming support from folks on the other side. But we'll let you finish your question for Lieutenant Tom Iverson when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Top of the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind. Trooper Talk with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol with us today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, brought to you in part by B-Mobile. Grab your calendar, put the 20th of November with a big circle on it, maybe like a red pen and a green pen, because B-Mobile invites you to have a rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos this year. They have the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program for everyone, open to anyone and everyone, that offers special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and more. You join Be Rewarded and join B-Mobile November 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. at all their locations for an exclusive friends and family shopping event. You get in on some sweet deals. To learn more and find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. They're Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botano, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, Detroit Lakes. Connect and communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, so Rocky, your question for Lieutenant Tom?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead with your question.
Well, just for continuity from before the break, back many years ago during the tax protesting, the protesters were fine up until they sent body bags to our county commissioners. And at that point, we crossed the line where I was no longer comfortable. Well, this past weekend, something happened that caused me to go over the line of what's okay. And I would like to probably join with a bunch of other people and express my outrage and do something that stops this nonsense. It's okay to protest, but at some point it becomes something else. The three things that happened was I noticed on Craigslist they were advertising over in the Portland area for protesters, and a person got shot that night. Now I have grandkids over in Portland, so that was one thing. The other thing that really upset me was in Cincinnati, and this is so...
Rocky, I have to stop you because we've got a full bank of calls in just a short amount of time. Okay. I need your question Lieutenant Iverson.
My questions are... I'm sorry. The protesters are being paid. Those of us that have to work, we have to get there. We can't continue to just let them do what they're doing. Can you get somebody... A lieutenant governor or somebody to come forward and organize us to say, meet, some way, express support, do something besides just continuing to frustrate us in that we can't do what we need to do because you can't stop them. So that's my question. I'm sorry for the extra time.
No, yeah, you know, I definitely know what you're saying. There are efforts out there in support of law enforcement and what law enforcement is doing. But it sometimes gets a little tricky because, for instance, yesterday there was a pro-law enforcement rally up at the state capitol. A large amount of people showed up, a great event. There were speakers there, and it's good to see that support. However, we got to kind of somewhat balance that and make sure that we're not inviting the crowd there that wants to cause harm or violent action. But yes, I agree that there needs to be more of the outpouring of support from those that, you know, are supportive of what law enforcement is doing. And, you know, there are very many people out there that are supportive of us. I mean, we get calls and cards of thanks all the time, and we're definitely grateful for that. You know, sometimes throughout this incident, things have been quite unlawful the entire time. Now, it seems the past few weeks it's just getting more and more attention, but, you know, law enforcement, we have been shot at. There are three rounds from a gun shot at law enforcement in October. There are Molotov cocktails, which are exploding devices thrown at law enforcement. And now, so these are things that have been going on, and we just can't keep this up. You know, unfortunately, those that are outspoken the most are the ones, kind of the naysayers and the negative-talking people. I mean, you look on Facebook, and then that's what you're going to see is more of the negative side of things. They're just the more naturally outspoken people. Those in support, they support us, but it's not always portrayed out in the public quite as much as it should. I wish I had the right answer for you on what ideas I have, but if you can show any support to law enforcement or any of our leaders that are trying to do the right thing, we definitely appreciate it.
Appreciate the call, Rocky. Let's go to Charles traveling I-94. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just got a question. Aren't these camps on Bureau land, or what land are they on, or what is it? You know, and I just don't understand how they're allowed to camp out on public land that long without being, I thought it was a 14-day limit or something like that. And why aren't we arresting these guys? And then why isn't like St. John's suing these organizations for the loss of property, the loss of your equipment, and so on?
Yeah,
and we support you. I just want to say I support you, and I appreciate you. Even when you guys pulled me over for giving me a speeding ticket, I still appreciate your service and doing what you guys do.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate that very much. You know, a lot of that is technical terms that I would have to defer to the state's attorney or the, you know, attorney general's office. However, the camps are on a couple different pieces of land. There's a camp on the Standing Rock side. There's also a camp just north of that, which we refer to as the main camp. That is on the Army Corps of Engineers land. At one point, they did obtain a permit to camp there. I'm not sure if that permit is still valid or not, but that is an area that they were allowed to camp at one point in time. Now, there was also a north camp, which would have been on private land on Cannonball Ranch that would have later been purchased by Dakota Access Pipeline. That is the land that we needed to remove them from, obviously, for obvious reasons. I mean, you can't trespass on land like that and expect to get away with it. So, yeah, we need to approach it cautiously. Going into a large camp like that, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, this is no surprise and shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone, but law enforcement is outnumbered. I mean, there's at times...
Yeah.
Protesters that, you know, are up into the thousands, we just can't match those numbers. And so we need to be very cautious with our officers because we do know that there are lone wolves in the group that want to cause harm.
Charles, I'll just piggyback on that answer to tell you, related to your question of the Attorney General, we have been asking for some time for an interview with Wayne Stengem, and they've said they're considering our request. last response I have is from Halloween saying, you know, we'll get back to you. So I just sent another note now because we have two things to ask him about. Not only our previous question, which was related to the funds. They're in these Teton Times bragging about $3 million worth of funds that they've gotten online. And, of course, they're costing the state of North Dakota a lot of money. So we wanted to know, you know, how do you access those funds? And, you know, is this not a criminal enterprise behind this, as listeners have been asking? I also want to now ask about $200,000 set aside to sue law enforcement. And, you know, what can we expect here in the way of a because Chairman Archambault has been saying that's coming, and now they've given $200,000 to his sister, funded from the latest tribal council meeting and her law firm to do that. So there's a lot of questions to ask him. I don't know why he has avoided this topic. I do not. I'm just perplexed by it. But we will continue to try and get answers, and I appreciate the call. Speaking of I-94, here's an unrelated question to Charles's point. Can you ask Lieutenant Iverson if I could drive my street legal Polaris Razor 1000 on I-94 between Bismarck and Mandan in the 60 mph per zone, since it's legal on anything marked under 65? That's from Jason.
You know, I'm looking at the law here right now. It says a licensed driver over 16 years of age may operate a registered Class 3 off-highway vehicle, which would be a Polaris Razor, on a paved highway designated and posted at a speed not exceeding 65 miles per hour. However, that does not apply to the interstate system. So, no on the interstate system, but yes on the other highways.
All right. Staying off that interstate. Why, another texter, why did the state take down yield signs on entrance to the interstates? Drivers don't know they're supposed to yield unless told.
You know what? That had been done years ago. I don't even know how many years ago now, but when entering the interstate system from an on-ramp, you have to yield to the oncoming traffic that is already there. To me, that seems common sense now that you would have to yield. I mean, you can't just barge your way right onto the highway there and, you know, expect that other vehicle to move over. But then again, common sense is not always so common. So, but that is the law, that you need to yield to the oncoming traffic. But why the yield signs were taken down, I'm not sure.
Here's the most valuable text that we've ever received while doing Trooper Talk. It says, did you know that Lieutenant Iverson is a former state wrestling champion from Oaks, North Dakota? I did not know that. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. There's a jokester out there somewhere. But yes, that is true.
Wow. How about that, Todd? Let's give it up for the state champ.
How about that?
Not surprised one, but a lot of character in those wrestlers, I tell you. David and Temple, go ahead for Lieutenant Iverson.
Yeah, the two dump trucks that are burned up on the one bridge there, whose name I can't pronounce, did those look like they were National Guard 5-ton dump trucks? Were they owned by the Guard, or were they privately owned?
I believe those trucks were, in fact, owned by the Guard. They were placed there by law enforcement and then were set on fire by protesters.
Well, okay. Just that was my curiosity, because when I was in the Guard, we were told everything was federal property, all the trucks, all our tools, everything.
Yeah.
So is that not still true?
Well, no, I'm assuming that, yes, is definitely still true. So
isn't the FBI involved in that?
The FBI is involved. They're out there, aren't they, Tom?
Destruction of government property. If I did it, I'd be
absolutely
in Leavenworth.
Yep, I definitely agree. Definitely arson. They are multiple investigations into arson attempts, and I guess more so than attempts, I guess successes on their behalf. So those are areas that are being looked into. Trying to identify some of them is rather difficult at times, but we do our best.
David, thank you for the call. Chad and Dickinson will get you in next. Also, some more text. Last chance for Lieutenant Tom Iverson and Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? It's the Trooper Talk edition of the program today. Lieutenant Tom Iverson is here at the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Last chance to get a question or comment in for him. We're brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. You can fill up in the shadow of the Capitol. They're in Mandan. And if you head on to 994, you'll find them in Valley City. In fact, they're building a brand new location there. They're also in Castleton. They have locations in, actually a couple locations in Castleton, as a matter of fact. But you'll find them in West Fargo and Fargo and Moorhead. Crossing Dilworth, you'll find them up in Grafton, as well as down in Wahpeton and in many parts throughout the region. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. Two cookies of your choice, plus a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day. At What's on Your PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. We have reports of a large convoy of vehicles that have congregated south of St. Anthony, and many of whom now heading north on Highway 6. So if you are traveling, know that's a situation on Highway 6 that you most likely want to avoid. I guess, Lieutenant Iverson, nothing new here, right? This is pretty common where they do a large convoy and head out, and a few more of these have been going north since the construction activity is down. Is wrapping up down south. So a couple of them over the weekend came north, and I guess what I'm saying is this is more of the same, right?
Yeah, it is. More of the same activity. You know, we got to stay on top of it, make sure we're monitoring it, and make sure that we are able to address any issues that may come from it, whether they're going to block a road or whatever their destination is, that we're kind of monitoring the situation.
So a large convoy of vehicles would be, 50 or more?
Yeah, I would say once you start getting above that 30, 40, 50 mark, that's a lot of vehicles. I mean, you start getting multiple passengers in there, and you can really get a lot of people gathered together quite quickly.
And so that's their MO. That's what they do. A bunch of vehicles all loaded with several passengers in it with a predetermined destination to do some sort of unlawful behavior.
Yep, that seems to be what's been occurring now for the past couple months at least, where they'll go out to different sites, construction sites, trespass on that property, potentially vandalize some of the equipment or the area that's there, and something that we've been responding to and really takes up a lot of our time, a lot of our effort, and quite frankly is very taxing on our officers.
Texter says, concerning the GoFundMe page for the riot groups, how can they legally raise money for criminal activity? That's one of the questions we wanted to ask the Attorney General. I did get a note back here from Liz in the Attorney General's office saying he is out of the office and not available for an interview this week. I'll be responding with, just put a date on the calendar. I don't care when it is, but we've been asking for weeks now, looking forward to just getting a date on the calendar and try and get an answer to that question. I don't imagine you know the answer to that, Lieutenant Iverson, as far as the legal ability to use these GoFundMe accounts to do what they're doing, but it's got to be concerning, $3 million now that they have to fund this stuff.
Yeah, it's a large amount of money that's being raised out there. We're kind of tracking that, and from the beginning, I mean, it's on social media. It's easy to track the GoFundMe accounts and see what they're up to, but large amount of money has come in, but as far as the legalities of it, I have no clue.
Chad and Dickinson for Lieutenant Iverson. Go ahead.
Yeah. First off, I just want to show my support and thank you guys for what you're doing there. But question is, I was recently a caretaker at a local recreation area, and there were a couple times that overnight I would have high schoolers and whatnot come into the area and spin cookies in the grass and just wreck the stuff. There were a couple times that I've caught them, and I would go out and try and stop them or even shut the gates and lock them in so I could get license plate numbers and whatnot. And I was informed by the local sheriff's department that it is illegal for me to unlawfully detain anybody since I didn't have a badge. And with this truck incident that I heard about earlier, in which the guy pulled a gun or whatever and people were blocking his vehicles, again, more laws being broken and nothing being done about it, especially now I'm hearing that it was all caught on video. You know, it's disturbing to know that you guys are doing the best job that you can and that your hands are tied behind your back by who, I don't know. But I just was wondering about that unlawful detainment. Is there people being arrested for that? Thank you.
Very good question. Yeah, we run into this constantly. We do arrest a large amount of them for these illegal activities. And no, you cannot block someone in on a road and block the road and detain them there. That's definitely illegal. But it is something that's hard to take enforcement action right on the spot. Now, we do a lot of follow-up investigations if we can identify some of those people and then issue arrest warrants, which was done, I guess, with the three journalists that were essentially held captive down in the camps for about approximately a half hour, 45 minutes, where arrest warrants were issued, and we can do some follow-up on that. But it is something that is rather concerning. You can't block the road. You cannot hold someone. You can't detain them like that for just driving on the road. Why people think they can get away with that is beyond me.
Jill Bismarck, real quick, last question for Lieutenant Iverson.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead quickly if you would, Jill.
Hi, I just had a quick question. First of all, I want to thank all you guys for everything you do out there. I know what a difficult time you're going through. My question is, whatever happened to the presidential candidate that vandalized the equipment? We saw last that he had a warrant out for an arrest, but you never...
Yeah, Jill Stein. I think she was... has she been in court yet?
I'm not sure if she has been in court as far as any charges
too,
came from it. Yeah, I'm not aware.
Yeah. We'll check on that for you, Jill. Appreciate the call. Thank you, though. That was Jill Stein is the one you're talking about. Thank you, Lieutenant Tom. Be safe and our best to you and everybody on this situation. We're thinking of you and praying for you. Appreciate it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.